moons and the chance for life. Supposedly, the life that developed on Earth evolved from life which developed earlier in our oceans. I don't place very much confidence in anything to do with evolution because it seems to me scientists are trying to piece together a jigsaw puzzle and are forcing pieces into it that don't fit and leaving others out that do because they would refute their evolutionary argument. Be that as it may, the moon Europa is covered with frozen water until you get down under the ice, which is extremely thick, and you find what we're told is water which resembles the water on Earth. At a scientific conference which took place in the third week in June 2020, scientists announced they have found evidence proving the water on the moon Europa is habitable and could host life. There have been a couple of way-out theories which state not only did we develop in our own oceans, but as evolution took place the branch broke off and some of us developed because animals went on to land but others stayed in the water and developed into intelligent creatures who eventually became more advanced than us and developed flying saucers, and that is why we see them plunging into oceans and lakes when they come into Earth, because what they are really doing is going home. I'm not saying I believe this, all I want to do is let you know about it. Because there is a feeling by a few scientists we might find intelligent life in Europa's oceans. One might wonder how this could be if the water was so cold it has a huge amount of ice on top of it. I have always thought there could be heat being generated from the gravitational pull of Jupiter on the moon. This might even cause hot water events to be present as they are on Earth, because all this pulling by the giant Jupiter may have caused magma to form under the crust of the moon, which in turn would cause the vents of boiling water to heat the ocean to a certain height. While a lot of this may be intelligent guesswork, the scientists believe they have a very good chance of being right about the composition of the water. There have been plans in the works for years to send a probe to Europa which could contain a small submarine packed with scientific probes which would be able to burn its way through the ice using a laser. I think this is a good idea, although the expense of the idea may be its downfall. With all the money this country has spent because of the virus, I doubt very much the Europa exploration plan will be carried out anytime soon. I also wonder about something else, and this is if the oceans on Europa are composed of the same minerals and such as the oceans on Earth, how many other planets in solar systems all around us also have not only oceans like ours, but atmospheres like the Earth? While this doesn't mean there would be life on any of these places, it might mean the same type of life as we have on Earth or very similar life may be found. That does not necessarily mean intelligent life as in human life, but there could be intelligent animal life equivalent to dolphins and dogs. One thing there is no lack of in our solar system is moons. There are hundreds of them and we just keep finding more. The biggest moon in the solar system is Ganymede, which is a satellite of Jupiter. It is only slightly smaller than Mars. It's another place which scientists believe contains salty oceans under its icy crust. While Ganymede is larger than Mercury, the mass of Ganymede is only half of that of Mercury. There is something very strange about Ganymede in that it is the only moon we have found in our solar system to have a magnet host other than a planet. It makes me wonder if Ganymede was a planet at one time and somehow got captured into Jupiter's orbit. There is no way to know answers to questions like this, since this more than likely would have happened billions of years ago. Scientists now say there is not much of a chance of life existing on that moon because its atmosphere is so thin. I have to dispute this kind of thing, as I have always done, because we have no way of knowing if life could exist there. All we know is the type of life on our planet probably couldn't exist there. I think you see a distinction in what I am saying. We rely too much on all life having the same needs as it does on Earth. The European Space Agency had announced plans to send a probe to Jupiter in 2030. It is expected for it to take 8 years to reach that planet. It will concentrate also on the moon Ganymede and probe its oceans with its scientific instruments. While scientists and astronomers don't hold out much hope for life existing on planets other than Earth in our solar system, they are hoping to find some type of life on some of the moons, and another candidate is Enceladus. Enceladus is a moon which orbits the planet Saturn. In 2005, when the Cassini spacecraft which had been launched by NASA passed by and photographed it, something unexpected appeared in the photos. No, it wasn't a UFO, but it was a water geyser shooting up into the air. Nobody expected to see this. One of the things I believe which works against it having life on this moon, is its small size. It is only a little under 157 miles in radius, and because of this I imagine it has very little gravity. It is another frozen world with oceans. The moon is very young, and even if life could exist there, it may not have had enough time to develop if it could. NASA estimates the ice covering the ocean is between 20 and 25 miles thick. I guess I should end this article talking about our own moon. Right now, we believe it is lifeless, and it is true we have been there, but some people, very few, believe life could exist in some of the craters, because water ice is said to exist in some of these places. There is also the fact our moon seems to be hollow, which was proven during a test when NASA slammed a rocket into it and it rang like a bell for over an hour. As I said before, there are plenty of moons in the solar system, so many it might take as much as 100 years or more just to explore them at far faster speeds than we have today.